Parshas V'chukosai famously begins with establishing the conditions that need to be met in order to be zeichet to the tremendous shefa bracha that Eretz Yisrael has to offer. The conditions seem quite clear. In V'chukosai teileichu v'v'sintzvoisai teshmeiru, then we can expect mamash a downpour of brachas v'nasati g'shmeichem b'ito v'nosnar etz yivula v'etzasad yitim piryoi. And the list goes on. So much indescribable bracha, but still two very serious prerequisites. We need to identify what they each refer to. Mitzvaysai teshmeiru obviously means shmiras taryag mitzvahs. But what's b'chukosai teleichu adding? Zakrashi. In B'chukosai teleichu shetiyu ameila mateira. Rashi is mechadish, it's not sufficient to be an erlich yid who keeps taryag mitzvahs. If we want to actually unlock these oitzers of shefer brocha, there needs to also be ameilas mateira. It's clear from Rashi that when it comes to expecting that windfall of shefer brocha that Eretz Yisrael has available, the mafteach is not simply shmiras amitzvahs, but rather ameilas mateira, not just kvias itim mateira, but specifically Amelos, Yegiya, Harvanya in Torah. I think it's kedai to maybe reference the famous Gemara Megillah that tells us that when Yonasan ben Uzziel publicized his Targum on Nevi'im, Eretz Yisrael shook. Eretz Yisrael was Nizdazeya Arba Meis Parsa, Lama Meis Parsa, Biyotiso Baskol Ba'omer, Mihuze Shegila Story Libne Yodom. Eretz Yisrael shook, and Abasko came out and said, who is this Yonasan ben Uzziel who was being megalu, who was revealing my secrets to people? The Gemara seems very shver, very perplexing. What was the great taino on Yonis ben Uzziel for revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's secrets? First of all, the Yaivitz is troubled. Which Sisrei Torah did Yonis ben Uzziel reveal in its Targum? It seems like the Targum is just a proper translation as to how Chazal understood the basic understanding of the Pesukim. Why is that Sisrei Torah? And what is the big inyan to hide that? Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu really want to ensure that the Torah's meaning remains cryptic as a secret that the Poshet Yidden will never be able to comprehend Torah? Or Nevi'im, isn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose in giving the Torah that we should be able to understand it? If so, isn't Yonasan ben Uzziel's Targum a tremendous service that facilitates the ultimate goal of why we were given the Torah, to learn it and understand it? If so, what is the outcry of Eretz Yisrael shaking Arameis Parso? What's the Basco complaining that he was Megalis Torah Libnei Odom? And lastly, why was it Eretz Yisrael specifically that reacted so severely? The Tosfos Ritva Megillah adds a few words that are incredibly revealing and equally powerful. Says the Tosfos Ritva, Pirush, the Kivon de Kosav, Targuma de Kroi, Loi Masri, Nafshayu, Lemilfinu, Kinemei Kora. It seems as if the Tosfos Ritva is admitting that we're not talking about specific Seidei Satoira, but rather the concern was that with Targum, we were simplifying the process, and people would no longer need to be Omel, Umiyageya, in the same way that they used to, in order to understand the meaning of the Navi. That possible loss of Amelus with Torah was petrifying, and it prompted the Baskol to cry out, who is making my Torah so easy, and minimizing the Amelus with Torah? Of course, Torah was given to be understood, and HaKadosh Baruch was not interested in keeping anything a secret. But at the same time, there's a very specific way that one needs to take, a very specific way that one needs to take to reach that Havanas HaTorah. And that is through constant Amelus B'Torah. And the Basco considered this new convenience of Targum as a serious threat to that Amelus that we will expend in our Limud HaTorah. Why was Eretz Yisrael so reactive? The Teretz could be that the Teretz tells us in our Parsha that Eretz Yisrael's entire Shefa Brocha is contingent on B'chukosai Teleichu Shetiyam Elim B'Torah. Eretz Yisrael knows well that if Amelus B'Torah will become compromised, its entire lifeline is at stake and in peril. Eretz Yisrael was literally shaken to the core, pondering if we'll be able to continue to survive and provide the Shefa Brocha with this diminished Amelus B'Torah. With this in mind, we could possibly explain a different Chazal. On this pasuk, the Teres Kainim writes, Melamed Shahamokoim, the Eibishter is Misave, Shiyu as Yisrael Amelus B'Torah. The Teres Kainim tells us a whole new dimension of Amelus B'Torah. It's not just a proper ingin that we are meant to do, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually misavvah for it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaveyochul craves Klal Yisrael's amelis v'teira. We find a similar lashon in Akdomas that we say on Shavuos. Tzvi v'chomid v'rogig deyulin b'le'usa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yearns and craves that Klal Yisrael should be amel v'teira. How we to understand what Chazal means to convey that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaveyochul craves our amelis v'teira, especially as it seems that it refers dafka to amelus v'teira, not stam talmud Torah. According to what we see at the beginning of the parasha and the Tosis read, we can explain very simply that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's deepest rotzen is to be toiv and meitiv l'kol chai. He's kaveyochul waiting with the oitzreis of shefa brocha, and kaveyochul chalishing to pour down these oitzreis of shefa brocha for Klal Yisrael. But he needs Klal Yisrael to do their side of the Tanai. And therefore, Kavi Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misaveh that Klal Yisrael should be amelim b'teira, that will give HaKadosh Baruch Hu the ability, Kavi Yochel, to be able to carry out his deepest rotzen and allow the Shefa Brocha to flow freely. And that is what the Teres Kainim saw in our Psukim. But perhaps we can offer an alternative daher in this Teres Kainim. There's a famous question that many have posed, that where did Rashi see any remez in the Loshon of B'chukosei Teileichu that indicates specifically Amelus B'teira? To answer this question, I would like to suggest a different, fundamental question. On this Rashi is bothered as to what B'chukosei Teileichu could be referring to, as the obvious 630 mitzvahs already included in the next words, the mitzvahsei tishmeiru. Answers Rashi, it must be referring to something different called Amelus B'teira. Rashi's a pella. How did he answer the question? Isn't Amelus B'teira still included in the Taryag Mitzvahs of Mitzvahsei Tishmeru, which was the original question that Rashi was bothered by? Doesn't that question remain? What is B'chukosei Teileichu? Amelus B'teira? Amelus B'teira is not one of the Taryag Mitzvahs. It would seem clear that Rashi is telling us a revolutionary chiddush. Amelus b'teira is not actually a chiyuv mamish. There's a mitzvah slimad ha-teira, there's a mitzvah yediyas ha-teira, and these chiyuvim are all inclusive as far as every free moment, and yediyas kol ha-teira kula. But on the other hand, there's no actual chiyuv to be omal umiyageya and to be meimis atzme ba'ol ha-shei teira. And that's how Rashi is answering the question. There's something very vital but still not included in the Tayyag Mitzvah of its Mitzvah Tishmoiru, and that's the unique additional inyan of Amelus B'Teira that's being referred to by B'chukosei Teileichu. Accordingly, that it's now obvious how Rashi knew that it specifically refers to Amelus B'Teira, as he was looking for an inyan in Talmud Torah that's not actually included in the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah, but rather it's an inyan noisaf. It's an added dimension in Torah called Amelus B'Teira. Accordingly, we could explain that the Teres Kainim very simply. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mis'aveh Shiyu Yisrael Amelim B'Teira. The Rashmi Shantz explains that the Loshon Im B'chukosei Teileichu always connotes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not demanding, but rather requesting it. Ve'ein Im El Loshon Bakosha, as if to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was begging Klal Yisrael. If you'd only be so willing to be Amel B'Teira for me. And that's what the Teres Kainim is commenting. If that's the Loshon of Im, the Loshon Bakosho, Malamin Shakodesh Baruch Hu Mis'abesh Yisrael Amel B'Teira, he craves Amel B'Teira to the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochu begs for it. The truth is that we find in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that the Pasuk of Adam, La Amal Yulad, refers to Amal HaTeira, clearly teaching us that a person was only created for that purpose. Similarly, we find that our entire sustenance and lifeline is dependent on our Amelus B'Teira, as we see in this week's parasha. And yet, on the other hand, it's the only example that Rashi could find that something that's not included in Mitzvah Tishmur and is not actually a chiyuv, an obligation. How could the entire purpose of our existence and our only privilege to any Shefer Bracha not even be a mitzvah chayubis at all? I think the answer is, hi hanoisenes. That's exactly the point. The unique maila of Amelus B'Teira that makes it so powerful is how it is above and beyond the actual chiv of Tavon Torah. And that's specifically what HaKadosh Baruch Hu craves so much about Amelus B'Teira, because it's where the relationship begins. It's where we begin to see actual devotion and commitment. We're not just punching a clock and getting the job done, kafi what the chiyuv, mitzvahs, Talmud Torah dictates. But we're being omel, umiyageya, umeimis atzmoi, ba'olish ha-Torah. We are schwitzing away for the Torah. We're going above and beyond what the chiyuv of Talmud Torah mandates. And that's where the true dveikus in Torah and the true dveikus in the Eibishter and the Malamed Torah L'Am Yisrael begins. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mis'aveh ta'amelis b'Torah. That's where the relationship begins. We all know the famous Gemara in Brachos, Mishagodol Ashrei, Mishagodol b'Torah v'amoloi b'Torah v'oisei nachas ruach li'yotzroi. Simply it's referring to two separate milas. Amola b'Torah and atzveite zach v'oisei nachas ruach li'yotzroi. However, according to what we're now understanding, we can explain that it's actually one and the same maila. Through Amelis B'Torah, one makes the biggest Nachas Ruach LeYotzroi. As Mesil Sishoim explains in Midas Chasidus, that the Asiyas Nachas Ruach LeYotzroi is someone who doesn't just do the letter of the law, but someone who really wants to bring Nachas Ruach LeAvinu Shashamayim. And that is accomplished by being Amol B'Torah, which is above and beyond the letter of the law of Mitzvayse Tishmayra, but rather in a class of its own. B'chukoysai Teleichu, someone who lives in the world of Chukei Ritzaynecho, who's focused on doing Hashem's Ratzon above and beyond what he's a person's Mechuyiv to do. And that is through Shetiyu Amelim B'Torah. Yes, Amelis B'Torah is incredibly fundamental, the purpose of man's creation, and the mafteach for our entire lifeline. But at the same time, it cannot be an obligation because the magnitude of its importance is deliberately, because it's not obligated, but rather purely a relationship of sheer devotion. The Gemara tells us that Ezra was mesaken, that we should read Parshas B'chukosai Dafkin before Shavuos, Shetich L'shona B'kil Leisel. But possibly there's another gain in Ezra positioning Parshas B'chukosai before Matan Torah. It's a hakdomo to Chag HaShavuos. When we hear the first words of the Parsha in B'chukosai Teleichu, we are all transported back to the Yeshiva Shmuzin in B'chukosai Teleichu Shetia Melem B'Torah, and we are afforded a very powerful reminder of what Amelis HaTorah is all about. It's our lifeline, and our life is dependent on our Amelis B'Torah, especially in our current Tkufa and here in Eretz Yisrael, where we continue to feel the reverberations of Nizdazeya Eretz Yisrael Arba Meya Isparsa Lemimar Isparsa. And we continue to yearn for the brocha of Inosati Sholom Ba'aretz. How could we not be moved by the Eibishter imploring us, Im B'chukosai Teleichu Ein Im El Eloshem Ba'koshe Shakadosh Baruch Hu Mis'ave Sheyu Yisrael Amelim B'Torah? We sometimes get discouraged thinking to ourselves that Amelus is an absolute concept and it's reserved for the Yechidei Skula that learn 18 hours a day. And we conjure up in our mind bare feet and ice buckets. Of course, these are incredible acts of Amelus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave for every bit of Amelus. Every Amelus, every madrega of Amelus is also abyssal Amelus. Every time a person feels exhausted, distracted, and might even be putter, but he pushes himself to learn, and he learns not just Bikius, but he pushes himself, and his name is Atzmoy, not just in his Asmodas Asman, but his name is Atzmoy in a Svora and a Havona. That is Amelus, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misave for, and that's what a person was created for, Adam Lamal Yulod. And that is a Koyach, that when a person engages in any level of Amelus, it's Goyrim to Agibisa Shefa Brocha, Shein Kedugmosa in Eretz Yisrael. As we internalize the opening parsha, Parshas B'chukosai, and we count up the Sviras Oimer Likras Yoyim Agodol Ba'Neira Yoyim Matan Teresenu, let's not just be Mekabel Teirah, but become Amalei Teirah, which by definition brings a tremendous Nachas Ruach LiYitzreinu. And this way, Zeh Hashem will open up the Tzinoira Yisrael Shefa L'Chol Oilam Kuloi. A guten Shabbos.